Welcome to Radio Diary. We don't just exist, we live and we experience, and so we all have stories to tell. Brought to you by BBS Radio. They say things that don't grow tend to rot. I guess it is the same with people. That is why life gives us so many opportunities to grow, sometimes in the form of hardships. We just have to pay attention, learn, and apply. One of the many opportunities that we get to grow as a human being comes in the form of traveling. Pack whatever belongings you can fit in your little bag and just get going to a new place with new faces and new experiences. As exciting as it may seem, the thought is also very daunting. Even if you are going to be there for a few days, you are always going to leave a part of yourself in the place you come from, the place you belong to. And when you finally come back, you will never be the same. Speaking from the little experience I have, if you care to look, you will find the kind of beauty that you never knew existed. After all, you are at a whole new place made up of whole new people with experiences so different from yours. You are bound to learn and grow in some ways or the other. Like I did during my trip to Samsi. Radio Diary presents Off to Samsi. Living most of my life in Thimphu, which is always bustling with people, ironically, I was never fully comfortable with crowds. So when I reached a big and sparsely populated place like Samsi, my thoughts slowed down. Samsi, the place with cobalt blue houses, the place booming with various bird sounds and large trees with the strongest roots ever, almost to symbolize the rich cultures and traditions that are still present there, still practiced. In Samsi, there is a peaceful coexistence between Buddhism and Hinduism. Right next to a mandir, there was almost always a chortan. It was a reminder that one can exist without the need to have everyone agree with your beliefs, to respect each other's differences and coexist. Samsi town is small and intimate. You can easily take a stroll around town and be back in half an hour. There are various shops, too many of them, considering the small population. I can recall there being 2 to 3 bakeries and garment shops with summer clothes, mostly, even in winter. There were vegetable shops with vegetables going bad, probably because there were not enough consumers. And there were some of the best momo places that I have ever come across. But despite everything, there were happy, content faces who had allowed themselves to be immersed in the slow but comfortable life, and it was everything, all that mattered. Amidst all the beauty without chaos, the most fascinating thing has got to be the remembrance benches, something I had only seen in movies, built in honor of the dead. It was the most beautiful tribute one could give to a lost loved one, and I never imagined there being one in Samsi. In loving memory of a loved one, oftentimes someone who died way too soon. The remembrance benches replaced the lingering fear of death with the acceptance of the inevitability. Death doesn't have to be scary after all. Death is as necessary as life, and as mortals, all we can do is let go and just cherish things and people that came and went. After asking around, this is the little information I got about the remembrance benches that were built all over Samsi.
Yeah, you might have seen some structures constructed along the trails where people walk. So that is basically called a chautari or chautara. That's a structure constructed by villagers in order to give people a space to take rest when they are tired while walking. The logic behind this is actually these chautaras or chautaris. It is a structure constructed in order to remember the deceased. What is generally believed is the more number of people who take rest in that chautara or that structure, it is believed that the deceased soul will accumulate some kind of merits. Believing in such stories, people they construct this kind of structures where they use cement and they make sheds, they make benches where people can take rest. So that is called chautara. Before inaugurating, they conduct pujas in the name of, in the honor of those deceased family members. And another thing is, we believe that in Hindu tradition, it is believed that the chautaras has to be constructed in the family's own land. If they do not have the land, they have to at least buy a small portion of land anywhere where people travel the most. Otherwise, it is believed that the deceased soul will not accumulate the merits. That's what it is believed. So these chautaras are constructed where more people travel. So it can be a resting place for many people. With that belief, this chautara is constructed.
Before really knowing someone or something, we always have these preconceived notions. Whenever someone mentioned Samsi, I used to think hot and humid and angry, fussy people. I thought that intense hot weather probably makes people angry and bitter. It was only when I was truly in Samsi that I came to know the heat had only made people strong, resilient, and patient to the intensity of life. And to the weather, of course. Just like Wandil Hamo, a business person in Samsi that I was fortunate enough to know.
Mi ming di be chi wang di la mi te nga lo 41 ya si jipshe chi te alu ni bum ni.
You know how a human being is made up of all these stories? I got to live a little bit of her story. In the corner of Samsi town stands a small restaurant run by a single mother of two.
Anga chungku dibdara chong chapne gi droi ba themale ra chong chi cha bedinis no ani droi chong chap ko bachin da customer ditu chi ka dil be go be le shum be kha gi le shum me lap ko be la la shu shu be le le cham chi khon de chu gi achire mo le shum du la be omme men te customer ditu kham chong ani be diwa je mo chong kan na de ma ju gi na sa kham me slap me thane.
A woman's place in society is often determined by education and money, but she made her place through hard work, dedication, and a small place of her own. Amwandil Hamo is a proud business owner and a mother. Despite being separated from her husband, she has independently raised two beautiful girls, giving them whatever they asked for. That is why her youngest daughter, Belmo, had such wonderful things to say about her mother.
The thing I love about my mother is, first, she always makes me feel special. Second, she's not afraid to be blunt about the truth. Lastly, she's straightforward. As a person, she's cheerful in a way that people enjoy her presence. In addition, she's amusing, hardworking, and very kind person. As a mother, she's a symbol of love and care. She's most beautiful, strong, loving, and caring person. All I want for her is to live her life to the fullest. Moreover, I want her to stop being so hard on herself. My dear mother, since I was just a little girl, you have been raising me to be strong and independent. I grew up watching my mother handle the obstacles life put in her way. She really went through some really hard times and cried herself to sleep. Yet, she still got up every morning and raised my sister and I and our pet dog. A mother is the only one who will love you unconditionally and be with you till her last breath. The most beautiful person on this earth, our best critic, yet our strongest supporter. Thank you for everything. Love you, Mom.
I'm 7 days in a long now. Chadachap, tetele ngarigila, disubegup, disube, tichurubin chusi, get a chicale bunchap, tichimna ju, hamchiram, imching in a la. There are some cochi, the hip there at a women, Kalu, Chinba, Mugobe, Rangira, Lambe, the Aluikachi, no medicin subi, Raibachin, Tonko Ibachi. The mob you will have bebido. Alu does it amidi, Horanikachi, Gupchi, Chindo, Tatus, and Singai Honikachi, Nala Midi Machimba Maja, Chindo Kara. The Alugi love in Dup, Tanabachin. Aluita Maship Dimi, Tatus and Sepum Benidigi. La Midi Kara in Dup. The Hora Gup Pesade, Tatup Jamna. Coni Pesata Veta, Rivasuru Anita, Horani Totop Sanichi Bachin. I'm Chira same guy, man. Susuri was a name.
After the end of the day, when it was time to close the restaurant, she looked weary but content. Samsi town may not be as crowded as Thimphu, but she always had her loyal customers who come back again and again for the tasty momos and her friendliness that comes naturally to her. I will always remember her for her kind hospitality and also because she personified Samsi for me. Just like Samsi, she was a force to reckon with. Intense, fiery, comforting, with a hint of melancholy. But all the more resilient. And so, I remain eternally grateful to Samsi for teaching me so many wonderful things about life and introducing me to concepts and people who were larger than life. Human beings with their own ideologies and beliefs that were partly shaped by the place they lived in, by Samsi. As I made my way back home, I felt wiser and resilient. I was taking a part of Samsi back home. I felt changed in ways I could never have imagined. I rolled down the window, took a deep breath, and felt more alive than ever. Thank you very much, Samsi, and goodbye. Until next time. That was Radio Diary Off to Samsi with me, Song Laden. Thank you for listening. Radio Diary comes to you every Wednesday at 4:20 p.m. only on BBS Radio Channel 1. You can also listen to our programs on Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. Goodbye and take care.